Last week, the Department of Agriculture released projections pointing toward lower prices and increased supplies across the protein sector. Speaking at the Agricultural Outlook Forum, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says U.S. meat production could top 97.35 billion pounds, a record figure and almost 3% higher than 2015 numbers. Starting with the beef sector, Shagham says the current population of U.S. cattle and calves is up 3% to 92 million head, and producers are looking to continue herd expansion.
The 2015 calf crop was estimated by the National Agricultural Statistics Service at 34.3 million head, and that's the first increase actually since 1995. So after years and years and years of decline, we are finally beginning to see an uptick in the calf crop, and we do anticipate with the growth in the breeding herd, with incentives on the part of cow-calf operators, we expect the 2016 calf crop to probably increase a little bit over 1% during the year.
The pork sector is still recovering from a bout with a disease that some say wiped out as much as 10% of the nation's piglets. Shagham says recovery from that disease will be evident in 2016.
So the main thing that's going to be driving the increase in pork production is going to be the number of pigs per litter. And that's really showing a recovery from what happened in 2014 due to the incidence of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. We saw a real decline in the number of pigs saved per litter. 2014 averaged about 2.7% below year earlier. But as we have indicated in 2015 and our expectations for 2016, we are slowly moving back towards trend levels of growth in pigs per litter.
The poultry industry is also recovering from a disease of its own, highly pathogenic avian influenza. Although HPAI did not directly impact U.S. broiler production, there were trade implications that will allow for room to rebound in 2016, particularly with heavier birds, Shagham says.
The main growth then, if we're only placing a very small number of increase in sets and placements of broiler chicks, is going to be from weights. The trend has been significant increases in weights over time. We expect that to continue. And so the main driver of our production increase in 2016 is going to be from those heavier weight birds. Increased number of birds being slaughtered, but also a continued increase in bird weights.
Shagham says turkey production will also rebound about 6% to just under 6 million pounds in 2016 after taking a heavy hit from HPAI last year. Across the board, USDA reports say lower prices for U.S. meats will lead to higher exports in 2016. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.